Hey, Dan.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
What do you want to talk about?
My 12-year-old daughter.
Okay, dig in. Okay. I'm ready. Bring it on.
House, or rather, pet sitting.
Okay.
For our neighbors who were out of town over Thanksgiving. So she goes over there with her other 12-year-old friend during the day to watch their dog and cats, and basically is entrusted to the house, you know, locking doors, making sure everything's taken care of. They have someone coming at night to stay with the dog and cat, an adult.
Mm-hmm.
The adult comes to the house, and there are pots and pans and empty mac and cheese boxes and dirty dishes lying all over, and it kind of freaks her out because she didn't know anybody was supposed to be there.
Mm-hmm.
So she calls, the adult calls the homeowner and says, you know, what's going on? And so she said that, oh, that was probably the two 12-year-olds doing it. So she confronts them, and they lie about it and say it was the adult.
Mm.
She also lied to me and my wife and everybody else about it. Well, then she told the truth and said, no, it really was her and her friend, but they replaced the boxes. But they left everything on the counter, doors open, house is a mess, milk on the counter, everything, and then lied about it. My question to you is, take her over there and have her confront the homeowner about this, which is what I feel. But my question to you is the punishment for this.
Mm-hmm.
She was entrusted to someone's house and pets and treated it like it was her own, like, sorority house.
Yeah, that would be the first place I'd go is like, well, it looks like you need a little bit more time under your belt before you take on a job like that. Obviously, you're not ready to have the keys to anything. But also, you know, I would present the dilemma. Anytime you get a kid that's 12 or older, for all of recorded history, they kind of were an adult. So you don't solve their problems. You say, hey, here's my dilemma is that, you know, we have a trust issue with a neighbor, and that's really important. So how are you going to solve it? And make her problem solve it. Why do we have to work so hard? The rest of this conversation, we could be telling jokes. You know what I mean? She should be the one working hard. Just say, what's our dilemma? How do we fix this? Don't give her a hint. She's 12.
Okay, but make still her take her over there.
Oh, yeah. First. Well, no, you wait until she comes up with that.
Really?
Yeah. You wait, you're sitting there and you don't go anywhere till you solve it. And you wait until she comes up with the plan. Well, I could go over and talk to him. You can say to him, do you want me to go with you or do you want me to just check in later with them and see how it went? Letting her know that there's accountability. You don't have to go with her.
Okay.
But you better check up and let her know you're going to be talking to the neighbor just to make sure it all went well.